Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Declan Doyle met with the media at OTAs in Owings Mills.
How would you describe that relationship Zay has with Lamar?
I would think that I would say that those two guys have played a lot of ball together. There's a strong chemistry between the two of them. They like being around each other. Zay is in the off season. They're both down there in Florida together, and a lot of times Zay's like, I'm driving up to Elle's house at 5 a.m. and I'm honking the horn, and I'm like, hey, get in the car, and we're gonna go work out and all that stuff. So they have a really strong bond. I think that you see that on the field at times. But I think that the more time they spend around each other, they continue to get better. In a football standpoint, it helps, obviously, having the chemistry off the field.
Exactly. When you brought up, it takes time to build relationships with respect to Lamar and so forth. How's it been going these couple of weeks, these few weeks, and what kind of progress do you guys think you've made on things?
Yeah, I think it's great. Everything is a process. I mean, we're giving these guys a lot intentionally and really trying to see what they can handle. It's something that, I picked up, in my time at previous spots where it's really important during the spring. We could kind of take it easy and not stress these guys, and it would be a lot simpler. And yet I think growth happens on the other side of stress. And so we need to stress them. We need to figure out what they can handle, because you're trying to figure out, how can you be the most difficult to defend? And so we're trying to give them quite a bit. I think that the communication aspect with Lamar has been great. It's been great working with him and getting to know kind of how he thinks and how he sees the game. It's a relationship that, is constantly evolving. Even today we're out on the field, there are plays that we're experiencing together for the first time. He may have run it somewhere else. I may have run it somewhere else. But as it plays out, it's really important. The biggest thing is, we don't waste any of these reps from a correction standpoint. We come back off, we're able to watch the tape, and we're able to make these corrections, because that's where all the growth happens on the other side of that. We're able to go in the film room, and I'm able to say, this is what your footwork is, this is your eyes, this is what I see. And then he can counter that and say, okay, this is how I see, the receiver, or this is the body demeanor I see from the defender. And so that's just a constantly evolving relationship. It's really that way with L. It's that way with all of our players. It's that way with all of our coaches.
You seem to have some cadence drills going on at the beginning between calisthenics that are going on. Talk a little bit about them and how much you value cadence as far as a importance in running an offense that keeps the defense on the field.
Yeah, I think it's just another way that we talk about all the time, trying to stress the defense. And that can be, personnels you play out of, formations you play out of. Cadence is another element that I think a lot of times gets overlooked and not worked enough, because a lot of times guys in college, they're coming from these faster systems where they're not utilizing cadence as much. For us, it's really important that it's a weapon that we can use. And it's the one thing that we know as an offense that the defense doesn't know. And so we need to make it an advantage for ourselves. And part of that, too, is we have to stress our guys. We have to work on different cadences. We got to do things in practice. You're going to toe that line. At times, you're going to see pre-snap fouls. And really, by the time we get to the season, that needs to disappear. That's unacceptable on any snap. If we have a pre-snap foul, we're putting ourselves in a position that's a very controllable stat. And so we want to see that improve. We've seen that improve as we've gone, just the pre-snap operation. I think that's been a huge emphasis, not only for myself, but as Jesse talks to the team and can talk to the offense, he can piggyback on that. The pre-snap operation on both sides of the ball, that being really paramount that we can master that.
With Finger, I know offensive linemen, OTAs, there's a limit what they can do. But is there anything that has maybe stood out to you in watching him?
He is athletically, he's as impressive as I would have expected watching his tape. There's nothing that I'm seeing that I didn't see on his tape. You almost don't notice him. He's in there, and he's a rookie, but he feels like he feels like a veteran from his communication, from his relationship with the guys around him. You can see the athleticism on really a number of the schemes that we're running, as well as in the protection game. He's only going to get better. He's a guy that is very quiet, but he's hungry to get better. He's good in the room. I know Led and Flats are doing a great job with him and kind of bringing him along. But I've been really pleased with him thus far.
We haven't seen Rashad Bateman out there. Have you had an opportunity to work with him this offseason? And what kind of progress have you seen in your opportunity?
Yeah, Bate's been around. He's dealing with some personal things, and so he hasn't been here for a little bit. He was here that first week. We were able to work with him quite a bit, and then he was here pretty much the whole off season. You know, every day. He's an early morning guy, so a lot of times, like, I'd be going to work out, and you know, he's in there doing stuff by himself at times, and so I've been pleased with him. You know, obviously, anytime like guys are here, we're working with the guys that are here, and the guys that aren't, we're expecting them to be working kind of on their own. But I'm excited for him to get back in here and training camp and keep rolling.
Just from watching it from afar, to, you know, to get this job, and you know, you're starting to put stuff together, cut ups and on tape. Has there been anything that has surprised you, I guess, from now getting to work directly with him?
I don't know if I didn't expect it, but he is like the twitchiest athlete that I've ever seen on the field. You know, just with your own like two eyes. I mean, I've been around a few quarterbacks that are really good players, but the ball just like jumps out of his hands when you're watching him. It's really impressive when you're standing back there behind him. And I know that obviously, like, at times people will talk about him, the passer. He's a very arm talented thrower. And that's something that you don't really, like, you get some appreciation for it to be able to watch it on tape, but anytime you get to see a guy throw live, that's really where it pops to you. And so I would say that is the biggest thing that I've been not pleasantly surprised. I kind of expected it, but that's right on par with, you know, just about anybody in the world.
With Mark, I mean, he obviously said, you know, he didn't have the season he wanted, and you know, didn't make the playoffs. And being around him, do you get a sense that, you know, he feels like he has anything to prove, or is it, do not feel
it? No, I feel like I feel like a guy that wants to get better, that wants to improve, that's wide open to communication, that's wide open to coaching. You know, I haven't been around a lot of guys in the NFL that haven't been open to their coaches or open to the communication. But I think that last year didn't go quite how he saw it. I think he is a hungry guy. When he's in here, you can feel him working. You can feel him, you know, with his teammates, with his coaches. He's attentive, and I enjoy being around him in the meeting room. You know, he's a guy that obviously he's played a lot of football, and so he has some extra knowledge for those guys that are in that room as well, to be able to provide a little bit of a leadership aspect. So, you know, I think he's hungry. I think he's ready to go, but it is a process. We've got to keep working through this thing and ironing out the details.
Declan, your tight end usage in Chicago was pretty heavy and diverse, extremely productive. How would you kind of describe the room that you've inherited here, led by Mark? And I guess how would you quantify the importance of the position there?
I think the position's important. Obviously, it allows you to – like, it's a big thing, obviously, with tight ends, especially in the league right now. You watch it, what's going on in L.A. and some of these other places. Teams are playing a little bit heavier. A lot of times you can that really is about dictating, you know, what the defense can do. I would say our room itself, you know, obviously I've been really impressed with Mark. He's probably our – If he's not our hardest worker on offense, he's one of the hardest workers on offense. You can see him all the time in special teams and things like that, you know, kind of honing in on his craft. He's really bought into, you know, trying to develop in the run game and continuing. You know, he's a guy he's been in the league for quite some time, and he's still looking to refine his game. And so that's something that you appreciate. Obviously, I was with Durham in Chicago, and so he's a great addition. He does things, you know, exactly the way that you coach him. He's a guy that when you're pausing the tape, you know, he's an example for young guys in the room. And then you know, obviously those two young guys that we took in the draft, they're different players, different style of tight ends, but really impressed with Hibner, really impressed with Josh. Those guys are working at it. They're both very smart. You know, rarely do they make the same mistake twice. And you know, I've been really happily, not surprised, but I'm really happy with their progress thus far. That room itself, you know, Coach Grossi's doing a great job of getting those guys ready to go for practice every day, and they're just continuing to check the boxes as we go.
Declan, I know it's OTAs, but how much is this calling plays opposite Jesse Minner, a great defensive play caller, kind of sharpening you as you do that more?
Yeah, obviously, like, from playing against Jesse and then guys from his tree, I have an immense amount of respect for this defense, for what they've done. You know, obviously it's a defense that just went and won the Super Bowl. And so iron sharpens iron. You know, our job every day is to be able to bring that same juice and energy and be able to stress them on their side of the ball. And so that really is, you know, being able to call it and do things like that in an OTA setting, I can't imagine a better way to practice doing it in real time, against a better defense. We want to be, that they're the best defense in football, and we're aiming to be the best offense in football, and every day we're just trying to get better and make each other better.
Along those lines,
with the play calling element, it's the first time you've formally done it. Is there anything else you're doing in addition to being out here to prepare for that element? And have you thought about whether you're going to call from upstairs, the sideline, what are your views on that?
Yeah, I think that the best way to practice it is obviously the preparation going into a practice and having these call it periods. It's the first place that I've been around that we've done call it in OTAs. And really, there's a reason for that. Obviously, I haven't called it in game, and it's really good for our players because they have to, they're not studying the script and taking it right off the script. They got to take it right off the quarterback and be able to go operate. And so that I can't imagine a better, preparation to be able to go do that. I have put a little bit of thought into upstairs or downstairs. I think I want to try both during the preseason just to kind of go through my thoughts. I've called it one time. I was upstairs when I did it. Obviously, you're in a kind of a controlled environment, but also you don't get the feel of being with the players. So I think there's pluses and minuses to both. I'd like to experience both of them in a real game and then kind of make my decision from there and then kind of stick with it and make sure that everybody's on the same page from a communication standpoint.
Go ahead, Jonas.
Luke just mentioned, this is kind of your first time running the show. When you were putting together the playbook this offseason, I mean, what was that kind of experience like for you to have it really be in your hands?
It's obviously, it's cool because you spend a lot of time not doing that, where you're kind of working your way up under people that have opinions. And I've been fortunate to be around some really great mentors through my time. And so the cool thing is you can kind of pull ideas. And as you go through it, all the different spots, you have opinions on what is being coached and taught. And you get to kind of figure out, all right, what teaching materials do I want to take with me? What do I think is going to work here? How does it fit to our offense? How does it fit to our players? And then there's a large section of that you got to be ready to pivot, and you got to be able to say, hey, I think this is going to work. We got to test our guys, see if this is something that we might be good at. All right. And then from there, you either hit the gas or you hit the brake and you figure out kind of what we're going to be. But obviously being able to pull from different systems and things like that to be able to organize kind of an offensive process has been awesome.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, guys.